It's Wednesday, February 3rd, and you're tuned in to the Tenny Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Let me ask you a question, Anthony.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh, man. Questions. Fuck.
It's time to answer me, boy.
All right. What is it now?
This past month,
mm-hmm.
Has it gone by quickly or slowly for you?
I would say, I would say maybe slower than I expected.
Because it is February.
Yeah.
But I feel like Christmas was a year away.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I just felt like we were in January for a very long time.
I'm just surprised that, like, my thing was, like, it's January, and I was kind of surprised at, like, how little I've done in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I felt like, has it really been a thing? I really should have done more. Like, I feel like time has, like, passed in a way where I should have been, like, more efficient with my time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're all just too excited for the vaccinations.
Are we?
I don't know.
Man, I don't know, man. Just felt like a really long month. Because we're in February.
Finally.
Like, Jesus.
After 20 years.
Yeah. We've made it.
Isn't that a good thing? Isn't the whole thing, like, the older you get, you always experience life faster every year?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Yeah, your perception of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up until, like, 35.
Yeah. And then it's about the same.
All right, good. As long as we can keep experiencing life slower, then I can live longer? Is that how that works?
No.
No? Absolutely not?
You get shot tomorrow? What are you talking about?
Damn.
Then shit goes by real quick.
The quickest.
The lights just fade. Anyways, yeah, it's February. Jeez, wow. So,
What have you done with your month?
I don't know.
But yet it felt long?
Yeah. Nothing. Like, I don't feel like I've done anything substantially or notable. But whatever.
I feel like I've gotten closer with a lot of my overseas friends.
Well, yeah.
A lot of them just being indoors, and like my scuffed ass sleeping pattern has allowed me to be up when they're up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What are you gonna do about that?
Right now, absolutely nothing, because I don't have to do anything about it.
Yeah. But you're building the bad habit now.
I've been in the bad habit already. It's too late.
So what's gonna happen when you have to ageist?
Die, I guess. I don't know. like
we said. Life comes at you fast.
Life comes at you quick.
Yeah.
Some guy would maybe wants my limited edition game. Gun me down the street. Okay. Did you hear what happened near our mall recently?
No.
There's a guy police found just like sitting alone in a parking lot. And in his car, they found a homemade bomb. And he was going to blow himself up in the mall parking lot.
Just himself?
Yeah, just himself. He wasn't planning on like killing anybody else or whatever, but they just... Dude made a bomb.
Good for him.
I think this whole lockdown is starting to affect some people.
I think it's affecting a lot of people, man. I think it's been affecting people a lot sooner.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm kind of surprised.
That it took this long?
Yeah. It was kind of weird, though, because, like, so we know, like, I guess because I don't see... we'll say my team at work like on a day-to-day basis, I rarely interact with them unless I need to now. Mm-hmm. Right. It just so happened like this past week I've just talked to a lot of them more individually on a personal level, just I think there's like someone got laid off and so we were all talking about it.
Oh, so you're saying there's an opening?
Many. And They all got very serious, and they started opening up about how, like, their mental health and, like, just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I felt like such an asshole, because I was sitting there like...
These are pussies.
Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Yeah, I totally...
Get your shit together.
Yeah, man, I think we're maybe, like, a little biased in our thought process. Yeah. But, like, yeah, there's a lot of people I know who are now just like, I can't believe we're still in lockdown, and I'm just like... Like, it's really taking a toll on me and whatever. I'm like, yo, y'all pussies. Like, this is great. What are you talking about?
Like, I felt so, like, and I am so, I apologize now if I'm offending anybody who's listening to
this. Yeah, 100%. Like this is just us off the cuff, right?
But, like, yeah, they were talking, and they're like, Vince, aren't you just over this lockdown? And I'm like, Dude, I got so much shit. Like, I don't got enough time in the day to do all the shit I want to get
to. I'm doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, though. And they're like, well, what are you doing? I'm like, I got all these games to play. Like,
I got all these hobbies to
I'm do. I'm like, I don't know what you guys, but my Netflix queue didn't get any smaller.
You know how much grinding I need to do with Path of Exile right now? God.
And they're like, but you're not facing like any, you know, like you gotta go outside. I'm like, dude, I go outside when I want to go outside. Yeah, one's stopping me from leaving my house.
Nobody said don't go outside.
Yeah, like if I
people need... said don't go outside with other people.
Yeah, like I was like, and I know you all aren't all like, I know the majority of you have left the downtown core to go live in like the rural, yeah, with your parents.
I bet that hurts more though.
Okay.
Yeah, right, because if you're so used to the city, yeah, and then you change like always hustle bustle, yeah, to I now live in Binbrook.
Yeah.
And it's like,
but oh, the thing is like the city now is dead, so it's not like,
yeah,
I think being in the city would be worse because now you really can't go outside because like there's nowhere to go.
It could be, or it could be like compounded with change of scenery.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I ain't a psychologist.
Like, all I was saying is like, because like and obviously working for a big corporation, like they have all these like employee assistance programs where, mm-hmm, they're like, if you want someone to talk to you, no, no, no. And I'm like, and like the higher ups like are always kind of like,
did you use it? Did you use the thing?
Yeah, like you know, if you need someone to talk, or if you don't want to, you know, you can use this forum. Like it's totally anonymous. And if you feel like you can't say something out loud, then you can ask it here and your answer will be totally anonymous. And no, no, no. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
But you gotta just play the power move and be like, nah, I ain't no bitch. And see how they react to that.
What do you call it? I think I did that with my boss today. Because,
mm-hmm,
she called me. She's like, hey, Vince, how you doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing great. What's up? She's like, I know that announcement today was a bit of a shock. And
of the layoffs or whatever?
Yeah. Because he was my old boss.
Yeah.
And,
homie got laid off?
Huh?
From Lyme?
No, okay. Someone else. My other old boss. And then they're like, are you okay? You know, like, no, no, no. I'm like,
why would I
not be okay? I haven't reported to him in a year. I don't really see him every day.
And it's not my job.
Yeah. You know what I said to her?
You should be calling him.
You know what I said to her? And I was like, Christina, I'm going to sound like a total asshole right now. But that's corporate.
That's corporate, baby. No, we're a family, Vince. No.
And she goes, no, we're not. She goes, I appreciate your honesty.
This work ain't my family. Christina, when I leave here,
yeah,
I'm not going to think about
it. And then, yeah, so like it was just funny. It was just funny. Anyways, we've got a question to chew on.
All right.
So let's check it out. Paul Chewamis writes in. What is something that you, Anthony, Mikhail, Faluko...
Wait, he really... How do you know my middle name? How do you know my middle name?
No, I put that in.
No, I'm looking it up. Paul, what the fuck, dude?
What is it that you currently love that is purely due to influence of the other cast member? If you want to include TJ. Something that you wouldn't necessarily have liked had it not been for their burning passion. This can be something nerdy, but it can also extend to other things. Cuisine, fashion, musique, etc.
Etc. Oui, oui. Mon bien.
Yeah, so mine's easy. We all know that we love Monster Hunter on this
show. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. No,
that is the opposite of this question. My answer is Monster Hunter. We all love Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have ever gone to it had it not been for Blaven being very into it.
Yeah. Well, like, that's the thing, too. Like, that's probably one of my answers as well. Like, I won't pick it because,
yeah,
I don't want to double up.
Yeah.
But, like, I tried to get into that game on the PSP, like, way, way back, and, like, none of my friends would get into it, so it was, like, yeah, hard to do by yourself. And then 3 came out, and then he's just like, dude, for real, everyone buy Try, let's go.
And on the Wii, right?
On the Wii.
Yeah.
Everyone buy that. 3 on the Wii, and it's like, oh, shit, okay. And then we all played, and we're like, dude, this game's good.
Was it? It was Try on the Wii.
Yeah, Try on the Wii, and then
it was
Try Ultimate on the 3DS.
Try Ultimate, yeah, okay.
And that's when the degeneracy began.
Then we're like, we in?
We're in, baby. Yeah. I heard you like staying up till the sun rises.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the first one that comes to mind. I don't know. Tough to say. I'm sure there's a lot of things that are just not coming to my the forefront.
I think, like, for me, I guess maybe it's not your burning passion, but like Filipino food in general for me.
That's not from me.
Like, you eat it though.
That's not from me.
You eat it though.
That ain't from me.
It's not burning passion, but it's from your culture.
Yeah, but it ain't from me.
It's like, from your culture.
That's not me going, yo, Anthony, yo, eat this fucking pandesal.
Hell man. Yeah, pandesal, baby.
Yo, I heard you want that nilaga. With that chicken adobo.
You heard about this thing? It's called adobo.
It ain't me.
For me though, probably I would say, like coming from you specifically, Vince, like Gundam building.
What?
Yeah, okay. Like Gundam building. I don't think I ever would have got into Gundam building if it weren't for you guys, A, getting me into mecha.
Oh yeah.
And then B.
Oh yeah, you didn't like mecha before.
Yeah, it's not that I didn't like it.
It just wasn't your thing.
I just never watched it. It was like, robots are cool. I think robots are cool. I'm no stranger to robots.
Okay.
I like Power Rangers.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Got it.
But anything beyond that is like brand. And then you guys showed me like So Long My Love, Macross, and like Gundam the Origin came out and everyone was on that for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, mecha's fucking dope as shit. And like, yeah, building model kits was never something that I even thought would have been in my wheelhouse.
Yes.
Like, because I tried it once, I didn't really like it.
Yeah.
And then you got super deep into it.
Yeah.
So much so that it ruined your brand.
Yes.
Yes. Oh God, all the Gundam kids.
Gundam. Gift and a curse.
And then maybe for TJ, probably like more puzzle games.
Like, puzzling?
Yeah, like TJ playing all kinds of puzzle games and like seeing him just like totally fucking destroy people at like versus games and shit. I'm like, oh, maybe I could get into like was Pokemon Puzzle League or like, oh, let me try Puyo. I'm fucking garbage at that game. Oh, yeah, absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And even like stuff he doesn't play, but like, yeah, I would say like those are probably the two main ones other than Monster Hunter, which I think is a group.
Yeah, that's a group one. Let me think a bit more. TJ, do you have an answer?
Something that either of us got you into because we had
a burning passion. Mm. I gotta think.
Throwing basketballs at your brother.
that was a group effort.
No one had to influence anyone for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
Day drinking. No. Well, like even recently, we got you to build a PC.
That's very true.
Yeah.
This is true. I know. Oh, for TJ, I know one day you got really into watches.
Oh, yeah. Him getting into watches. Oh. And then you're like, I like mechanical things. And then.
Yeah. And then, you got really into watches because you were looking up like horology school or something.
Oh, yeah. It was at one point.
Yeah. And I was like, I got to know more about this shit. And look at me now.
Now you're obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah, but Anthony, I don't know, man. Because you try so hard to actively recommend things to me that you know I won't like.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pinpoint that shit down. You're like, yo, but check out this indie rock band. And I'm like, I don't know what a beat is.
4/4? I don't know what that means, dog.
Yeah, but that JoJo pose, though. What the fuck?
Hell yeah, brother. Gay or Italian, what is it? We'll never know.
Yeah, that's why it's hard to think about, because like those are what's coming to my head.
Yeah, and that's like usually, that's also like with my other group of friends, it's like something we do where we actively are like, let's watch something fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more fun anyways.
Yeah. I mean, like, no, I can't even use that as an answer.
What? Use what as an answer?
Because I'm like, I only, like, it's not that I hate it. I just don't approve of it.
But what is it?
It's VTuber.
Hell yeah, baby!
Like, I would have never seen VTubers had it not been for you being like, meet the bowl! And I was like,
it's a spicy meatball.
Like, what is this?
And then you just can't look away, baby. Just can't look away.
Yeah, it's awful. Like, it's really awful.
It's really good.
It's very awful.
Dude, she's not flat. She's hydrodynamic.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's the shark girl.
That's awful. But anyways, yeah, that's what I would say. That's what I would say.
Okay. Right. I think Monster Hunter is the ultimate winner, but I don't think anybody else. I think everybody saw that coming. So,
yeah, that's pretty much the obvious winner. So there we go.
All right, Monster Hunter, come and check your get your beginning of the year rewards.
Yeah. All right. News this week. Yeah. I think it was a pretty okay news week.
Yeah, it was
some things happened, some things didn't. Yeah. I don't know.
You want to know what happened?
What?
Yo, fucking! I heard you love racing games.
I do!
You know who makes great racing games?
Is it...
Codemasters.
EA Sports?
No. Well, now it is.
Oh!
Because EA just bought out Codemasters.
It sure did.
The Codemasters shareholders approved of EA's $1.2 billion acquisition.
That's amazing, because I remember when Codemasters was the indie racing development studio.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the mid-aughts.
And now they can return to being indie after EA driving their brand into the ground for 5 years and then releasing them as independent.
I mean, Codemasters is the number one racing game developer at the moment.
Yeah, and it's kind of it's kind of interesting to have seen this company go from... Like, I remember it being the indie company.
Right? And back then, they didn't even do... racing games.
Yeah. They did like other fucking weird offshoot shit.
Yeah. And then they somehow they made like Toko Race Car Driver and they're like, "Yeah, that's all right.
Like, yeah, we're pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Hey, we make pretty good racing games."
Yeah.
And then it just went
Yeah.
So yeah, now EA bought that. They own it. Yeah.
Do you know what their big like why they got approved? Like what it is that they were after?
What is it?
Codemasters has the license to Formula One.
And
EA wanted a yearly racing game.
That makes sense. So didn't they just lose a bunch of like they're not the exclusive to like one sport recently?
No, someone else lost something and Codemasters picked up the official rally license.
Oh yes.
And so now EA between Formula One and rally be significantly lower, but they would have the two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
But EA really wanted the yearly Formula One release because they knew that would be make a bad revenue because they looked from 2009
mm-hmm.
to like in the last 10 years Formula One's international popularity has skyrocketed.
It's all Lewis Hamilton's fault.
And I mean
probably
like
he's the Tiger Woods of Formula
yeah,
One.
Yeah, like no one like when you see Lewis Hamilton with like Jay-Z
yeah
like, I guess yeah it must be him
mm.
right like he has to account for like 50% of that shit.
Yeah, it's not those kids getting banned on Twitch.
No. It ain't Sebastian Vettel, right?
Okay.
So that's what that is. So yeah, I'm looking forward to buying booster packs
of Formula One cards.
Of Formula One cards. I'm looking forward to the token system where I can pay extra money to change my engine to the middle of the season.
Yo, I want the fucking... I'm trying to pull the mid-2000s McLaren card so hard.
Yeah, like, I can't wait till that game becomes microtransaction hell.
Why can't I get 1998 Michael Schumacher? This is impossible.
Yeah, okay. Maybe if I buy the 200 boosters, I'll get a better chance.
You know that's gonna be it. Oh, they're gonna drive that shit into the fucking floor.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Ugh, disgusting.
I'm excited.
Speaking of big business decisions.
Boom, boom.
Amazon.
This is a big one.
Big boy Jeff Bezos
yeah.
stepping down as CEO of Amazon.
So what do you think it was? Why? Because he ain't that old.
Well, he gives a quote.
Oh.
Being the CEO of Amazon is a deep responsibility, and it is consuming. When you have responsibilities like that, it's hard to put your attentions to anywhere else.
But what attention does he have?
Like, as an exec chair, I will stay engaged in important Amazon initiatives, but also have the time and energy needed to focus on the Day One Fund, the Bezos Earth Fund, which sounds fucking ominous as shit, and Blue Origin, which is a space program, and the Washington Post, and my other passions. So he's just taking a backseat advisor role now on the board of executives so he can focus on space colonizing the globe and making himself look good in his own newspaper.
Yeah. Wow. So I guess the only active rich boy now is Musk.
Elon Musk. I think he is now officially the richest man in the world because of the Tesla stock.
Yeah.
And it's going to, the head of Amazon Web Services is going to be taking over the CEO of the whole company. So Andy Jassy.
Yeah. That's a name.
When, like, I think Web Services is like their biggest part of the company, right?
Yeah, right? I mean,
I think, like, it dwarfs the whole shipping and e-commerce thing at this point.
Yeah, web services. I know I see a monthly bill for that for my work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not,
cheap.
It's not cheap.
Let me tell you, holding a housing warehouse full of boxes ain't cheap, dog.
Yeah,
yeah. Then onto some lighter news. The Resident Evil team,
yeah,
overwhelmed with the amount of love for the tall lady. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
And they came out and they're like, I hear her height is something that the fans are of interest in.
Mm.
And I would like to tell her that canonically, she is 2.9 meters tall, approximately 9'6".
Oh,
including her heels and hat.
9'6".
So she is taller than Bayonetta. She is taller than the Master Chief.
Oh God.
What's it called? Microsoft came out with like a height comparison chart. Yeah. It was like tall lady 9'6", Halo Chief, Master Chief 7 foot.
Yeah.
Halo Infinite Rat, very small. Huh. But this again, this is a good marketing move. It has
Is it now?
Everyone is definitely on the big titty goth step on me girlfriend train.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you that there's a lot of fan art. And if you go into the world of 18 plus Twitter, there's a lot going on.
Okay.
A lot of drawings being drawn.
Okay.
Lines being lined. Okay.
All right.
That's all. I'll leave it at that. Leave the rest to your imagination.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Quick one. Yakuza Judgment.
Mm.
I think here it's just called Judgment. Is getting a PS5 release and Xbox Series X release.
Yeah.
But also a Stadia release.
Nothing's not dead.
In April. Oh, let me tell you. I'm going to go quickly to it. Because Google is shutting down Stadia Game Studios.
Oh, wow. Well. Huh.
So, Jade Raymond, our favorite Assassin's Creed correspondent, is leaving Google as the... basically, Google is shifting away from creating their own games for Stadia.
Yeah.
Stadia itself is not dead, but Stadia now does not have an in-house developer. And they are going to basically turn into a glorified app store.
Ah.
So we're still going to have the console. You're still going to be able to buy stuff digitally. You're still going to be on that cloud computing, baby. But it is... We don't make anything anymore.
Mm.
We're just an app box.
I see.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people talk, like, Google is always in the news for shutting down shit. Mm. And remember Google Glass?
Oh, I miss Google Glass.
I miss Google Glass. I miss the fucking fears of everyone spying on you on the street, constantly recording where they go.
Shit.
But people on Reddit and stuff, they're all kind of pissed at Google because... in true Google fashion, they didn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think the newest version of Chromecast still doesn't support Stadia.
Wow. Wow.
So, it's kind of crazy. Like regular Stadia shit, it seems like Google gave up before they tried. They're just like, we threw money at it, and it didn't automatically make us dollars. So, bye.
Hmm.
Fuck this. Then what else do I got after that? Twitch is in the news again. Apparently it's shadow banning people from using VPNs.
That's what I like to hear.
So you might have heard shadow ban, the term. It happens on Twitter sometimes. But basically it means that the platform has silenced your account in some way.
Yeah.
So on Twitter it was like you would send out tweets. You would see that the tweet is sent out and the tweet is on your profile for other people to see. But it doesn't actually get sent to follower feeds and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Right? So you don't get the visibility.
Hmm.
What's happening on Twitch right now is that Twitch is allegedly shadow banning VPN users from using its chat feature. So you will, if you use a VPN, there's a chance apparently that while you're talking to your favorite streamer or whatever, you'll send a message. Twitch will register that as a sent message and you will see your message in the box, but it will not show up for anyone else or the streamer.
How am I supposed to profess my love to Pokemon?
I listen, can't use a VPN. You gotta watch all those ads, dog.
No.
I just want to give my money directly to the queen.
Yeah.
Right? I know. It's a tough time out there to be a simp. It's a tough time. But this is a weird move because there are a lot of legitimate reasons that people would use a VPN, especially in their biggest market, China. Where to watch Twitch or a lot of other streamers, you have to use a VPN or else the national infrastructure intranet will not let you do anything. So it's a weird move. If true, it's a weird move. But right now it's just a rumor.
Hmm.
And then after that, there's some small game trailers that came out that I want to talk about. Fucking Stride looks really cool. It is a VR free running game. I recommend checking that out. It's like a 50 second trailer.
It looks like Mirror's Edge.
You get a gun. Yeah. They have like endless mode and it's all VR free running.
Is Mirror's Edge had a arcade mode?
They had a time trial mode.
That's what it looks like. Doesn't look like Mirror's Edge proper. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're...
Honestly, the most time I played playing Mirror's Edge were the time trial levels. Like all that stuff was so fun.
Yeah, I remember the combat game sucked.
So you could jump on a guy and then you got a Mario achievement.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, I think I beat that game on like the hardest difficulty.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was a point like at the end where it's just like you need to play this like it's fucking Ghost Recon because all these people with guns will just mow you down.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
It's rough on the harder difficulties.
Oh okay.
And then what else is there? Skatebird. Talked about this last year.
You disappoint me.
No, listen. They released had a gameplay trailer.
You disappoint official me. Official
rooftop trailer. And this doesn't remind me of Tony Hawk, really. It more reminds me of, you remember the, it was like a Pixar fucking skateboard, the Pixar skateboarding game?
No.
Where you played as like Buzz Lightyear and you skateboarded in Andy's room.
Did you dream this shit up?
No, that's real, dude. That's real.
What was it for?
It's like PS2.
Okay, no.
Skateboarding. No. Hold on.
All I know is Stunt Race FX. That's it.
Yeah, Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure. No. So you could be like Tarzan, you could like skate as Tarzan, then you got Buzz Lightyear had like a spaceship skateboard.
That's a negatory
here. That's a great game. That's a fantastic game.
Negatory.
Highly recommended.
I'm gonna say no.
It's a good game.
I'm gonna go with no on
that. I'm gonna keep saying no.
Yeah.
That came out. Skateboard looks cool. I like it.
Great.
And then King of Fighters 15 got a bunch of gameplay trailers. So they showed Shun Yi, Mei Ten Kun. He's like a sleepy boy from the last game. And Benimaru.
Oh, Benimaru.
Benimaru is back in. This game still has the weird SNK, like, we are plastic figures moving around look to it.
Looks good.
It looks okay. It looks fine. But the fighting game community is... you know what? They're saying that this game, this trailer, bad editing. We watched the Shun Yi one. Every single hit is a cut to another move, and it looks like the whole trailer is just like the fucking raging demon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's not great. They could improve on their stuff. But the game looks good. Gameplay looks fun. KOF 14 was probably the most fun I had playing a King of Fighters game in a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for that one. So that's it. It's kind of a quick one this week.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm done.
Mine are pretty simple. My first one is Tesla had an announcement.
Yes.
And they have brought an update, a software update.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, software and hardware update. But just to the entertainment features of their Tesla vehicles.
We playing games now?
Oh, you can play any games you want, baby.
Oh, yes.
Did you ever thought about driving in your Tesla? And playing Cyberpunk 2077.
Always. Like, why not? I need a Cybertruck to do that.
Though. And, oh, that's true. And at ultra 4K max settings.
Wait, What? How is the car powerful enough to do this?
Listen, Tesla do what Tesla do, okay?
They put a 30... Every Tesla comes with a 3090? Is that what you're telling me?
I think it's custom software, but, like, they didn't actually show Cyberpunk. What they showed was The Witcher.
Oh, okay.
That's, like, max, but yeah, basically, yeah. Like... Yeah, you want to just chill and play The Witcher? You know, you drop your kids off at the skating rink, but you don't want to go home? You just sit in the parking lot and play some video games.
Why don't you just give me a space where I can, like, hook up my PS5? Like, give me an HDMI port into the screen.
Listen, Tesla is the contender to the console generation
that my
we,
car
that
is
we did not see coming.
Well, the thing is like, none of us can afford housing.
Fuck. No, so, no.
So we gotta live in our cars.
That's a bleak future.
Yeah. No. So if we live in the Tesla car, when I live in the Cybertruck.
That's not a cheap car.
Yeah, but you know what's not also cheap? Houses. So what if I just paid a mortgage on my car?
No. No.
And I live in my car. I live in my Cybertruck.
No, no. No, you can't do that. Anyway, so yeah.
I guess I'd be at that point I'd be forced to move over to digital game collections.
Yeah.
But man, these houses prices keep going up, baby.
Yeah, so that was that. That's the Tesla. That's the Tesla news, okay? Next up, Blizzard has announced BlizzCon 2021
mm-hmm.
will be online only, and it's happening February, I want to say 18th through the 20th, that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Standard Blizzard stuff, so expect their big game announcements and reveals. We know that they're working on Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2. That's, I think, the two big games in development.
Yes.
Diablo 4, I think, is basically just like, last time we saw it, it was like a...
Here's a gameplay trailer. It's like, here's some effects we made.
Yeah, but don't expect anything soon.
Yeah.
Overwatch 2, last time, they showed it last... Not last year, sorry. The year before last.
Yeah.
But over... A little bit over a year. Because I think they showed it in November of 2019. And that game looked almost done. And they looked like they pretty much had like an outline for it. And everyone assumed it would have released last year.
Well, isn't the whole game based on Overwatch 1? Because, like, you can play against people with Overwatch 2 while you own Overwatch 1 or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, but Overwatch 2 comes with all the PvE stuff.
Yeah,
and
comes
yeah. with... I'm assuming that when Overwatch 2 comes out, there are going to be major overhauls that will be reflected in the first Overwatch. So,
do you think
yeah.
that there will be Overwatch 2 exclusive characters?
Probably.
Where in competitive mode, you cannot select those characters in multiplayer.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure, or not, I'm pretty sure, but yeah, I do believe those. I think anything, any content being delivered to Overwatch 1 will stop.
Interesting.
And it's all Overwatch 2. And if you want to play the game, you got, it's like how Monster Hunter did Iceborne.
Yeah.
Iceborne, you could play with World. But then if you saw someone with the, what was it? The hook? The,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, how do you do that? You're like, you got to buy it. I'm almost positive that's how it's going to be.
Okay. Because that'd be really interesting because Overwatch always puts itself as a esports game. And to like section, I guess like fighting games do that with DLC.
Yeah.
Like you can't play E-Honda unless you buy E-Honda.
Yeah, like, yeah, Street Fighter's like esports, right? Like, but if you're going to play, you have to have the most updated yeah. version of the game, yeah. which costs whatever, right? So.
Yeah. Path of Exile 2 is apparently getting around that yeah. in a way where the end game is still the same yeah. across both games.
Yeah.
So you could still play with each other, but it's a completely different
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, at some, like, as nice as it would be to have them all cross compatible, whatever, I think that would defeat the whole purpose of putting a 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. This is the next one.
Yeah. Like, and I think it's crazy when I hear people complain about, like, why isn't this shit free? How dare you release a sequel and not let it be compatible with. Like, it's the same argument with the, how dare your PS5 doesn't work with my PS4 controller? Like, what?
But the games work. Not good enough.
You're like, what?
Yeah, what are you talking about, dog?
Yeah. So I've just never understood that argument. So yeah. But the big thing since I only care about Overwatch, they do have a skin for Reinhardt, who looks like Raynor from StarCraft.
Mm-hmm.
If you want this skin, you have to buy... There's three digital tickets. Okay?
Yes.
30, 50, 70?
Okay.
Guess which one you need to buy to get the skin.
70.
Nah, you're close.
Oh,
it's 50. Okay, it's 50. Okay. So it's 50. I mean, of course, it's not just Overwatch, like it's in bundles, so you get something for every Blizzard game.
So you're buying it?
No.
What?
I don't care about StarCraft.
But it's an Overwatch skin.
Yeah, but it's not a D.Va skin. And I've moved to PC. I've lost all my skins. I don't really care.
But you could start over with the exclusive skin.
I'm good, man. I'm waiting till Overwatch 2, because you know that when 2 comes out, no one's going to care about the OG skins.
That's fair. That's fair.
All that wasted money.
I don't know. There's that Pajama May skin, and I'm like, ooh, baby.
The only May skin I regret not having anymore is the bubble tea one. That's it.
Oh, that one's not me.
Yeah, that's
the You can't get one. That anymore?
Anniversary one.
Oof.
Yep. Okay. My last one is we all know that I love a certain space themed game.
Star Trek Online.
The MMO. That's the one.
That's the one. That's baby. That's the
one. I bought a lifetime subscription. $250.
Oh my god.
Mass Effect. I love Mass Effect.
Okay.
I would go. I catch me on a good day. I'll say Mass Effect 2 is my favorite game.
Okay.
On a bad day, it's Persona 3. But most times, it's Mass Effect 2.
That, you know what? I'm going to call bullshit on that.
Oh, yeah? What do you think it is?
I think it is Persona 3.
You think so?
I think on most days, you say Persona 3.
You think so?
Yeah.
Depends on the day you catch me on.
All right.
Depends on the day.
On a day that starts with an M?
Yeah.
It's Mass Effect, baby.
And a day that starts with a P? It's Persona.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Joke's on you. There's no P days.
Joke's on you. I'm rewriting the calendar, baby. Oh, God.
yeah, but BioWare has announced their Mass Effect Legendary Edition with a release date. And they've outlined all the changes coming to the games coming out in May, May 17th. And I think it's... And they've been very specific. They're saying, this is a remaster. We're not recreating the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
We're not rebalancing anything.
This is the original game... Just upscale 4K with performance enhancements so that it doesn't run like dog shit.
Yeah.
They have implemented some changes.
So they're lied to me.
Basically, in Mass Effect 3, they officially made female Shepard the canon Shepard.
Yes.
And she became the artwork model for everything.
Yeah.
The problem is that artwork only exists in 3.
Mm-hmm.
So they retroactively put that character model in 2 and 1.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to start fresh...
As canon
female Shepard,
mm-hmm.
she is now available. Okay. Like that whole episode, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They are not, unfortunately, putting in the multiplayer for Mass Effect 3, which was the best.
That, you know what? I really like the multiplayer Mass Effect 3.
That was the best
one. That's a good horde mode.
Yes. And unfortunately, it was a no.
So what you're telling me is that my Mass Effect 3 trilogy on the PS3 is still superior.
Apparently, if you want to play it, the PC is the way to go. Because that still has an audience.
Okay.
It includes all the pieces of DLC,
mm-hmm.
including, I don't know if you remember this, so Mass Effect 2 was released back in the era of pre-order here for this costume.
Oh, this specific costume?
Yes. Yeah. So I got mine at Best Buy because Best Buy had the Dragon Age set, I think. But there was other sets for other BioWare games, and I was like, shit, I couldn't get them.
I want them all.
But now you can get them all.
Okay.
So good stuff.
Nice.
There is one piece of DLC that they could not make.
Which was?
It was for the original Mass Effect. It's called Pinnacle Station. And this is the only piece of DLC that wasn't actually made by BioWare. They outsourced it.
I don't remember this.
Exactly. It's basically, you know how, it's the equivalent to Metal Gear's VR missions?
Oh.
So it has nothing to do with Mass Effect. It's kind of just like...
Here's a fucking our challenge arena?
Yes. That's all it was. And like get high scores and stuff. And they said they couldn't do it because when they reached out to that developer said, sorry, the original files are corrupted.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah. So like, if you want it, you'll have to rebuild it. And they're like, nah.
Nah, we good.
We'll leave this one on the cutting room floor. It's okay. And then finally, the reason I'm super excited for this is Mass Effect 1 is considered a good game at best.
Yes.
But it ran like dog shit.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of Unreal Engine 3. It was the beginning of that console era.
My favorite memory of Mass Effect 1 is me picking Singularity and just throwing it in the most cluttered areas I possibly could.
Yeah. So they have said that most of their focus has gone into 1 and making it feel and operate more like 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they've changed the combat, because if I don't remember 1... I don't know if you played 1. One was super.
I played one.
Oh yeah, one was super RPG focused.
Yep.
Where you had a sniper rifle, but if you didn't have the sniper rifle skill, it doesn't matter if you line some guy up in your crosshairs, you will miss that shot.
It'll
100% of the time.
The bullet hit backwards. It bounced off him.
Like, it was wild. So they have addressed things there. So that's the one I'm looking forward to playing the most. But yeah, I am pumped. It is not coming to PS5 or Xbox Series natively.
Mm-hmm.
They will take advantage of some of the horsepower, so they'll run at 4K, but otherwise don't expect like the world. But yeah, I'm excited.
I don't know if I want to play through Mass Effect again.
I do.
If they add the Mass Effect 3 Horde mode back, I'm down.
Really?
Yeah. I'm down to play some Horde mode with the boys.
I'm just there for the story. I need to relive it.
Yo, but Mass Effect 3 fucking ruined the whole franchise, bro.
But I loved it.
But it was great. I think that's your hottest gaming take.
Oh,
that is that Mass Effect 3 is good.
It is good.
No, I think so too. I'm with you. But like, so many people fucking hate the end of Mass Effect 3.
I think everyone will agree that game was great. It was just the ending that everyone was soured on.
Yeah, yeah.
But I loved it.
And yeah, the ending of like, I must become the thing I am destined to destroy or whatever is like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah. What do you call it? It was so, I don't know. I guess I was looking at Mass Effect stuff like the past couple of days. I ended up buying some Mass Effect clothing. I bought a flight jacket.
I'm sorry, what?
No, it's just a bomber.
Okay.
Like, it's just a bomber jacket, but it's like...
So you getting your license?
But it's advertised as like a flight jacket. I'm like, hell yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay.
It's just black and has N7, but it has like a pull tab. That's the red stripe.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I need it. So I bought it. Ridiculous. But I don't know.
It's fucking insane.
Let's just say it was a late night and I was like, fuck, that looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are it for my picks.
Week time?
Sure.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't think I got anything else.
Okay.
Bro.
Hmm.
I've been playing this game. It's called Path of Exile.
No. No.
No, actually, I haven't been playing it that much. This week was kind of busy with school and stuff.
Stoof.
I played a bit of Path of Exile. I keep running into this wall of damage where whenever I watch streamers who like play Path of Exile, they like instantly delete anything that touches them. Like, and then final bosses are all just like, oh, you had a health bar, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And they're like 20 levels lower than me.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're doing to optimize their damage so well.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm following guides pretty strictly. I downloaded this thing called Path of Building.
Yeah.
And it allows you to plan out your build and like see what kind of damage you're getting and stuff.
I remember, yes.
But like, it just doesn't seem to be as effective as what these other people are doing. Because I'm almost level 90 on both of my characters.
Yeah.
And I am not really close to getting into end game, which is like farming expensive maps, currency farming, doing all like the weird shit, like the Maven and whatever. I just don't know what really I'm doing wrong. And I kind of reached a wall that's really frustrating. Like, so I kind of don't know what to do.
Hmm.
It's kind of, it's not fun. Okay. I will say that.
Interesting.
So I play it on and off.
Is it like a, could it be down to just your RNG, like drops on?
Maybe my RNG is not so hot. Yeah. A lot of the stuff though, because of the economy in that game, you can trade for. Oh. And I feel like I'm trading for stuff that complements what I'm doing. Like my one build is, it's called Lancing Steel.
Yeah.
And you shoot like iron pellets that do physical damage. Right. Mm. And so I'm stacking crit multiplier, physical damage increases, more flat physical damage. All my items, they complement the skill, give me physical damage. Like, I have this new item. It's called the Savior. And it's a one-handed sword that every time I crit someone with a skill, it makes a clone of me that also casts that skill.
So it just keeps going?
So it's a max of two. But they're following you around, so you're shooting three of your skill all at once. So you should be technically doing like triple damage.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm still just like,
it's not,
I'm not instantly blowing up people. And I just like, the way these people clear on stream is like, here's like a group of monsters, and then they touch them over here, and everything just goes, and I don't know what happens. So, like, farming mobs is fine. Like, it could be better, but it's fine. But it's where it's bosses is where it becomes
an issue. I understand. I see. Okay.
And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So maybe I just need a break.
No fun, chum.
It's not fun. It's no fun. But other than that, I watched King of the Hill.
Dude, what?
So again, me and my friends do the marathons, and this weekend's marathon.
Who picked King of the Hill?
One of our friends picked King of the Hill. So we had a 26 episode best.
Oh my God.
A 26 episode best of King of the Hill, going through about six seasons, I believe. And I like that show a lot. King of the Hill. That's a show I didn't appreciate as a kid. And now that I watch it when I'm older, I'm just like, oh, they wrote these hillbillies in such a way that they're like both lovable, but like also weird.
Yeah.
Right. And how they see the world is like so American, but the show is all about like poking fun at the average American.
Yeah.
Right. And stuff like that. And it's also funny to see the evolution of the show too. From season one, it's very gag focused.
Yeah.
It's like joke. But there's actually an episode where the writers like make a character self-aware of how the show is changing. And Bobby Hill says, you know, I think I've grown up. I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld and I'm really into like the situational humor now. But after that moment, the show starts becoming more situational humor. Mm. And it's like the overarching story is the joke.
Wow.
Right. It's pretty meta in certain cases, but King of the Hill is, I think I didn't appreciate it as a kid, most definitely. And probably just, I just didn't get a lot of the jokes.
I don't think that show was for kids.
I don't think it was. I would watch it because it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff in there. Fucking, was it Boomhauer's wife? Not Boomhauer. Dale's wife constantly cheating on him with John Redcorn. And then him being so fucking dumb that they let it go on for like 13 years.
Yep.
And stuff like that. Bobby constantly was, there's an episode where Bobby gets gout because he's so fat.
Oh my God.
And there's a lot of good Bobby episodes. I think he's a meme for I know why he's a meme now. And like his whole character progression is really cool.
Yeah.
Where it's just like he is the goofball teenager, but like as he learns more about life lessons and women and stuff, he is kind of like he's just an overall good dude.
Okay.
That's not my purse. Kicks in the nuts. Like,
yeah.
They play a lot with like masculinity, like American masculinity and stuff. That's really fun. So it's good. I had a really good time watching King of the Hill.
Cute.
There was also, I didn't realize, if there's a Japanese episode, they go to Japan. It's like a two-parter.
Oh my God.
And like,
I've seen this episode.
And Hank Hill has a stepbrother.
Yeah.
Because his dad like has sex with some girl in Japan while he's on army base.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I watched him like, A, all the songs here are bangers. B, this is a good episode.
Yep.
Surely you did not spend all your time in the waiting room. also, the Japanese Hank Hill is voiced by David Carradine, who, if you don't know, he is Bill in Kill Bill.
Oh!
And David Carradine, in his heyday, he did a lot of BE action movies where he is, like, the white samurai guy. He is the white dude in Asian culture.
Oh, that's what I knew, yeah.
Yeah. But he is Bill in Kill Bill. That's David Carradine.
Oh, okay.
And he plays Japanese Hank.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. So I had a good time there, but the majority of my time when it is not school, I have been reading two manga. One, I started last week, I think I mentioned it, and I caught up this week.
Yeah, I know.
So I am all caught up on Jujutsu Kaisen. That show is awesome.
Mm.
Oh my God. Mm. I see why it's popular. All the twists and turns in the story are like they hit this perfect line of like shonen trope and expendability of characters.
Mm.
Yeah. And you kind of like don't know. It keeps you on edge. You kind of don't know if they're going to take the trope route or if they're going to take the, oh shit, this is wild route.
Fair.
But the whole concept of cursed energy and using that as different powers and like the way people are more overpowered than other because of the, it's, you know how like in Boku no Hero, it's like we're born with that power or whatever. Like that's basically what's happening in Jujutsu Kaisen. Mm. But it's like the darker approach where like people will sell their kids to the Jujutsu Kaisen schools and stuff.
I see.
Right. And there's a couple chapters where it takes like a Gantz-esque turn in terms of like violence and gore.
Oh, goes that dark?
There was one villain, he's a minor villain, whose whole thing is that he's all about like copycatting.
Yeah.
So he can like almost transform into other people. Oh. Right? But the way he studied it is by like he would kidnap people, bury them from the neck down in a forest, and then peel their faces off while they're alive study the bone structures of people and how the human face worked. And then he would put other people's faces on other people's faces to like see how it matches up and study it.
Well,
that's like one dude and he's super minor, but there's like certain cases like that where you're like, holy fuck, they just did some like really degenerate violent shit here.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like because they don't, it's not like Gantz where eventually it's just like what you expect.
Yeah.
When it does happen, you're like, holy shit, this is an impactful thing. So I think they do kind of ride the line. It's definitely not as crazy as something like Chainsaw Man, where I'm questioning why this is even in Shonen Jump. Like, yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But Jujutsu Kaisen is definitely a more approachable edgelord anime.
Okay.
And I think it's going to... I can't wait to see more of the anime now. Just to see those fights and how they animate it. Because the stuff they did animate is fucking beautiful. My favorite, though, is... there's this one guy who uses like hands a lot in his motif, and one of the YouTube comments on one of the fights is just this whole sequence is just to flex on people who can't draw hands.
Wow. Wow.
So I thought that was great. But the one I found most actually was kind of surprising is a shoujo. This is my shoujo manga for the year, maybe.
Okay.
It's called After the Rain. It also got an anime a while ago.
I feel like I've heard of this.
It's about a high school girl, but a high school girl in her final year. She's 17. She used to be a track star. And after a running accident, she tears her Achilles.
Yeah.
She is unable to participate in the sport anymore.
Okay.
And she has a part-time job at a family restaurant. And she falls in love with the 45-year-old manager there. And
okay, I know what this is. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's very shoujo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not like when I say that and it's a manga, you're like, oh, this is some degeneracy.
No, it's not. It's wholesome.
But it's definitely not. It's super wholesome. Yeah. The whole show is very it's innocent teen love. Mm-hmm. And you can tell from the jump that while she does believe that she is in love with this manager,
yeah,
she is trying to fill a void.
Yeah.
She lost her ability to be the track star. She feels alienated from her friends because they're all in the track team.
Yep.
And there's so many different emotions happening, like as you are as a teenager.
Yep.
And she's putting this effort into the manager.
Yeah.
And the manager, being a good person, doesn't take advantage of that. Of course, he has certain feelings where he's just like, this young girl is attractive. Like, what hot-blooded man wouldn't be like, hell yeah, fucking 17, 18-year-old is into me? That's an ego boost, right?
Yeah.
But he knows that, like, this is not something.
It's not right.
It's not right. It's not something that you should do. And it's this whole thing about how the young love sparks something within the manager that makes him, like, kind of get out of his middle-age rut. But also how the young love helps the girl kind of move past what she's lost.
Yeah.
And learn more about life in general because she's being mentored by this like secondary father figure.
Yes.
Pretty much. And it's really good. I really think you would like it because it is there's a lot of situations where the ending is that's life, bro.
Yeah.
That's that's life. That's sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Yep.
Right. Like one example is one of the side characters. He's kind of like a playboy, right? And he's dating all these girls all the time and whatever. But the girl he really did fall in love with turned out, it turns out that it just so happened to be the girl that his stepdad or his dad married, in, like the daughter of the wife of the dad married into. And it's like, you can't have the relationship with that. Yeah. You're not blood related.
Yeah.
You're not really blood and sister. And you have so many features that like, I really like about you, but you're off limits.
Yeah.
And like, what do you do in that situation? And it's like, you do fucking nothing. You just live with the hurt and you kind of deal with it.
Yep.
And it's,
you go for it.
You get in there, baby. Get in that pussy. No.
Both hands.
Just dive deep.
Don't drown.
Gotta eat the booty like groceries. I don't know what to say. Almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to the butt, you know?
Hell yeah.
Who was that?
I can't remember.
It wasn't Lil Jon. No, it was one of those little somethings.
Yeah.
I think so. But it's a refreshing show to read after just like, basically my manga appetite right now is strictly fights.
Yeah.
It is Kengan Asura. It is Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
It is Record of Ragnarok. And it's just like, what if we just punched each other, bro? And I'm like, hell yeah. But this show is a great refresh and kind of like it's the in-between ginger, I would say. You're having the strong ass sushi and you're cleansing your palate with the ginger.
Yeah.
And it's really great.
It's doing you good.
It's something you can watch, I think, with like your significant other, with your like maybe a family member who's not too much into anime. It is a good it's a good romance, mm-hmm. I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it for all ages.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's really been it. I resubscribed to Final Fantasy 14 for a month.
Fuck, man.
Just to see how that goes. Like I said before, I've been talking a lot with a lot of my overseas friends. Like, thank goodness for video chats.
Yes.
It's been nice to
hear. Oh, having those video chats, eh?
No, those video chats, baby. No, not those video chats. But it's nice to catch up with people once in a while.
Yep.
And like you said, like, I do have some friends that are definitely just like, holy fuck, I am an extrovert and this is killing me.
Yeah.
And I like, because they're my friends, I feel bad.
Yeah.
But also like part of me is like, I'm so glad I'm not in that situation.
Yeah.
I will say like, I think it is affecting me a little bit in certain ways too. I think we both went skating this weekend.
Yeah.
And when I went skating, I was like, you know what? I just want to get skating. I want to go out or whatever. So I got my skates, went down. And, like, at the local arena, every single person there other than me was a couple.
Yeah.
Right? And it was just, like, hockey bros with their girlfriends and whatever. And I'm just like, this is lonely as fuck. I'm gonna get out of here.
Okay. But is that because of the pandemic?
I don't think I would. Like, the thing is like, if there wasn't a pandemic,
yeah,
I think I'd be going on dates. And that sort of shit wouldn't affect me, really.
Yeah, but what if you're going on dates, but like, nothing's really, like, popping off? Do you think that would have changed your mood? You think this has to do with because you're reading that manga?
It might be. Maybe the manga's getting to me. Maybe I need that older 45-year-old lady to show me.
You're finding yourself a little too relatable to the girl?
Or? Maybe. There's a lot of factors. But I think, like, in the past, I definitely didn't. Like, if I was at least meeting people and doing that kind of stuff, that kind of stuff never really bothered me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I think it is, like, maybe the manga. Maybe After the Rain is looking a little... Getting the noggin a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's affecting.
Yeah. So it could be. So yeah, hopefully I'll, I got a couple more manga I want to read because, man, that Shonen Jump app, dude, it's fucking value.
Yeah, if you like reading.
It's like $2 a month, man.
Yeah.
It's so good. So I was thinking about catching up on My Hero because I hear that shit's gone crazy. I think I told you about one, the Sakamoto Days.
You mentioned this.
Assassin becomes fat and runs a store. It's a comedy, gag comedy.
Yep.
And then I know I got to catch up on High School Family.
Okay, yeah.
That one's fun. Yeah. Everyone goes to high school.
Yeah.
What if you can go to high school with your dad, Vince?
No.
Why not? What if you go to high school with your dog?
No.
Or your cat?
know. I'm not an animal person.
Well, it's not your choice. Wow. It's not your choice.
Okay.
So yeah, that's been my week.
Yep.
It's been pretty relaxed.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, like you said, we went skating. So I went skating. Lake froze over, went on the lake. It was fun.
You didn't fall in?
No.
So you posted jumping pictures.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this guy is testing the limit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was like, what should I do in this photo? I know. Jump as high as I can.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that was good. I haven't had my eyes checked in 9 years.
Damn, dude. Okay.
Yeah. And it's the first 5 years is just like, I didn't have like benefits or insurance.
Yes.
I don't have an excuse for the previous five. Have
you been employed for 5 years with benefits?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think. I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ended up finally doing it.
Okay.
And then I got glasses and I was like, oh man, I forgot how getting your eyes checked. Like they do the shoot you in the eye with the air puff shit.
Yeah.
And then like play this reactionary game for glaucoma check.
Do you have glaucoma?
And I'm like, no, your eyes are healthy. I'm like, sick.
Nice.
My eyes apparently did not change too much.
In 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay, that's lucky. We stare at screens a lot, so it's kind of surprising.
They're like, yeah, it's worse, but it's not that much worse. Like, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, then I got new glasses. That was good. And then, well, I played some games.
Okay.
Nothing new. So that's that. But I did watch a movie.
What did you watch?
I watched Tenet.
Wait, really?
I watched Tenet.
On what? Where?
On my computer.
Okay.
How can I put this? So this is the Christopher Nolan sci-fi action.
Time goes both backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a cool concept. If Inception... He did Inception before this.
Yes.
If Inception was like those knotted puzzles that TJ likes.
Yeah.
That like when you figure it out, you feel great.
Yeah.
Tenet is a triple knot that you find at the end of the day on your shoe that you can't get off.
Wait, what the fuck?
And you just want to jump in your bed.
And it's just wound so tightly that you're like,
fuck. And you're like, fuck, I just need to cut this shit. Like, I don't need to solve it anymore. Just let me cut it.
Okay.
Just let me cut it and replace the laces. Tenet is the type of movie that is, like, on a technical level, beautifully shot.
Okay.
Like, it reminds...
Cinematography out of
control. It reminds me of, like, the recent James Bond movies where it's like, let me take you around the world and show you all these beautiful places.
Yeah.
And it's shot in IMAX, so, like, your TV, your 16:9 TV...
It's 40 millimeter?
Like, it's full. Like, it fills it.
Nice.
And so you're like, wow. And the writing is incredible. Like, the dialogue is hilarious. Like, it's really sharp and it's fast. Michael Caine's in the movie.
What?
He makes an appearance and he has some, like, some witty banter. Best characters, Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
He has, he is just the epitome of cool.
It's crazy that the fucking vampire.
Yeah.
Just was like. You know what? I'm gonna go do weird shit.
Yeah, he just seems so cool. The main character is a bit... Let me put it this way. He doesn't have a name.
Okay.
His name is The Protagonist.
What?
Like, they're like, who are you? I'm The Protagonist.
Okay.
Like, he literally does the, this is my story. I'll go the way I want. What? Or I'll end it here.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't say that, but that's his vibe.
Okay.
Okay? So, yeah... I don't really, like, it's tough. Like, I want to be like, I don't want to spoil this movie, but also, I don't know if I can spoil this movie. Like, I can tell you all the shit I want about it. You'll have no fucking clue.
Okay.
And you won't have a clue when you're watching it.
Even, like, if I watch it more than once?
Okay, that's the thing. You have to watch this movie more than once. I only watched it once.
Yeah.
And let's just say wrapping your head around the mechanics of this movie is not as easy as Inception. Like, Inception was simple. A dream within a dream within a dream within a dream.
And then time gets slower the more dreams you go deeper.
Inception is... Well, I don't want to tell you how it works because the movie's supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to see if you can infer... Like, the concept seems simple enough.
Yeah.
But when it plays out in reality, you're like, huh?
Eh.
Like, there's a little bit of what? It definitely needs the audience to have a good understanding of timelines.
Okay.
So, like, if I showed you a timeline,
yeah,
then you should be able to understand.
Well, that was Memento. Memento, right? Yeah. Or Memento's timeline is like a U.
Yeah.
And there's a point where it starts at the beginning and it ends at, or starts at the beginning or the end and it ends at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then there's the meetup point at the end of the movie. Yeah. It keeps flashbacking between the two timelines.
So it's like that, but it's way more complex.
But it's just, it's one timeline going this way and one timeline going this way.
Exactly.
Okay.
So like
in parallel.
And when that's happening, the other one going the way also plays out in reverse. Like, like dialogue happens in reverse.
That's wild.
So yeah.
Okay.
And then you also need to be aware. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but be aware that the timeline that this movie is portraying is only a snapshot of the entire timeline that the movie wants to tell you about.
So you're gonna get Tenet 2?
No, I'm not saying that.
Tenet cinematic
universe. I'm saying that like Tenet's timeline, like the full timeline of Tenet,
yeah,
is far bigger in scope than the movie has to show you.
So the story is trying to tell you something bigger than the movie will show you.
Yes.
Okay.
So like, and there's a lot of like, and you also have to be, I guess the movie, it asks a lot of its audience. Like you need to be, I hate to use the word like smart or like have a little bit of intellect, but you have to be able to piece things together.
Okay.
Because this is not a movie that holds your hand to walk you through and tell you like we're going here. Like it has a lot of sharp cuts and quick scene transitions whereby it'll imply something ever so slightly, but you just gotta accept that. Like that is what's happening.
Is it intelligence or is it like familiarity with film? Like how movies work, how stories are supposed to work, like that kind of stuff.
Yes and no, because there's some instances where it's like, oh, this is just like how films are nowadays. Mm-hmm. And it's also just like, oh, no, that was a deliberate choice to just like...
You just sprinkled in a little bit
of something. Yeah, like you decided to like hard stop, move on.
Okay.
And now the audience will just be like, because like you'll either see these scenes and be like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Or you'll be like, ah, got it. Okay.
Okay.
You know? So, I thought it was super cool. Like, I enjoyed it, but I do not deny anybody who says that they had, like, utter distaste for it.
So what you're telling me is that the people who had utter distaste for it are stupid.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes. No.
But I will also say I did not like Nolan's previous film where...
Which one?
Dunkirk.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
And I know people love that, so just take my opinion with a grain of salt. Okay. Like, I didn't like Dunkirk, and...
Well, did they show the war backwards?
No, they did not.
That's why you didn't like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did do that, so that was great. I started watching another show. With my girlfriend. She's like, you need to watch this show, because I think you'll like it.
It's called Crash Landing on Me.
It's called Suits.
Oh, you watch Suits? So basic.
And I had no idea until this point that me and her... love the exact same type of character.
Which is
the asshole.
Okay. So you love yourself.
Yeah. She's like, he's my favorite. I'm like, what's so special about him? And he opened his mouth. I'm like, oh, I'm in love.
Okay.
Like, he's the one.
9 seasons?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's like, she's like, I never finished it, so I want to finish it.
So you're starting from the beginning?
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
I only watched, I think, the first few episodes, but so far it's pretty good. The pilot's good. Like, just the main setup is pretty good.
See, the last thing I heard about this show was probably around 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
And I heard that the show got bad.
So, like, yeah, I don't know.
I thought it ended there.
Yeah, so, like, I thought... I think I remembered hearing that, too.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, the ending was all right if you stuck around with it. Right. So, yeah, I'll be interesting to see. But that's how most shows are, right? Like, it... takes a while to figure that kind of stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how I started watching. And then on my own.
So basic.
There is one thing I did this week. One anime I decided to check out from the 2021 winter season.
Which is?
And whew!
Domestic Girlfriend.
It was a controversial pick. It was probably the biggest controversy of the season. It's called Redo of Healer.
Oh, you're watching the degenerate anime.
Yes.
I see.
I've also decided to watch the uncensored version.
I heard this is just hentai.
It depends.
Are you just watching porn?
How would you define hentai?
Do you watch people having sex in the show?
Yes.
Is there full frontal nudity?
No.
Interesting.
You don't see any phallic imagery.
Okay.
Nothing below the waist. You do see a lot of tits.
Yeah, well, that's anime, dog.
Yeah, you see a lot of liquid.
Oh, that yogurt.
You see a lot of liquid exchange.
All right, okay.
Yes.
Why are you watching this?
I had to look at it. Like, I had to know. Because I saw the anime community was up in storm. And like, I gotta weigh in. I must understand. So I checked it out. It's as chaotic as the world has made it out to be.
It is just insane.
It is...
There's only three episodes?
It is Revenge Rape the Anime.
It's only three episodes?
Currently. It's currently airing.
Oh, it's currently airing. Yeah. I thought it was last year.
It's only on episode three.
Okay.
So the story is a boy.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to become... hero.
All right.
Like in this world, when you, I guess, become of age, you get assigned a job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lucky enough, you get assigned the job of hero. And he becomes the hero, the class of healer.
Okay.
But he's a very special healer because he can literally bring parts of your body back.
Oh, like so he good.
Yeah. Whereas other healers are just like, we can only heal what the human body can heal.
Okay.
He's like, I can bring everything back.
Wow.
Like, I have that ultimate. At the same time, his healing ability is also a steal ability.
What?
So if he heals you, he can also actively choose to steal whatever skills you have.
Oh, that seems OP.
Yeah, so he's like the ultimate healer.
Yeah.
His one downside is if he heals you, like say you lose your arm,
mm-hmm.
in order to bring your arm back, he has to relive how you lost your arm.
Huh.
So... it basically breaks his psyche. That's his biggest problem.
Oh, so the pain is just like...
yeah, it's a mental anguish that he has. Okay. And so a princess like comes to the city and be like, oh, we're here to recruit the new healer. Oh, you're a new hero. Come with me. You're part of my team. Blah, blah, blah. And then she finds out about his thing. And she's like, I gotta abuse this.
I will use him.
Yeah, so she gets him like addicted to drugs so that he will always listen to her.
Okay.
And they treat him like a piece of shit.
Okay.
And then like other people come and start to have, like they basically rape him.
What?
Because peasants believe that like if you have sex with a hero, if you have his seed, you will in turn become better.
Gross.
Yeah. So like guys will come. And like from girls will do it like at the same time.
Like
it is disgusting.
This is gross.
Anyways, the show starts at the end of his journey where he's all powerful. Because at this point he has stolen a lot of stuff and they're at the final battle. And it's just him and the original princess left and they defeat like the demon lord. And the demon lord has the philosopher's stone and she's like, great, give me the thing. He's like, fuck you. I'm going back in time. I'm gonna redo my life.
Oh, no.
The way I want.
Oh, no.
And that's episode one. Okay. And he starts episode two with, I'm back, baby. Mm-hmm. And he meets the princess. This time, he's prepared.
Okay.
Like, he has to start from level one.
Yeah.
But at this point now, he spends, prior to being recruited, he knew what he was going to become.
Yeah.
He spends 6 months just eating narcotics just to build up a tolerance so that she can't control him with drugs.
Oh my god.
And this time, every time they come to rape him and stuff, he steals all the abilities while he's being raped and stuff.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this show?
He becomes super leveled up. And then he's like, what's up, princess? And he kills everybody. And then he's like, it's time.
And oh no!
He just rapes her. And then he uses his healing power. He's like, I got this ability to change your face. So now I'm going to take that pretty face and change it. And I'm going to erase your memory. And when she wakes up, she's basically his slave.
Oh my god, what is this show?
And that is the show.
This is ridiculous.
Like, it is awful.
Who animated this?
Animation's terrible.
Okay.
Like, it might be even worse than most hentai. But okay. Am I going to continue? Probably not. But I needed to know. Like, I had to know... what this degeneracy is about. Like, what was the controversy?
I feel like I need to watch this like, now.
You probably should check it out just to be part of the time ghost, the zeitgeist. Yeah. Like,
just to see what it's like.
You know, and like, there is a part of me that's like, like the chaotic side to me is like, just continue.
Yeah, just watch it.
Just watch it all, baby.
You watch Elf and Lead probably.
No, I haven't. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, that sounds like fun.
That sounds like terrible.
I'd be like, don't watch this. If you want something similar that's more fun, just go watch Rants.
What's Rants?
You look it up. You'll have a fun time.
So the thing is like, since we're on the degeneracy train, I feel like your next anime should be Interspecies Reviewer.
No, I'm good.
Why not?
Because I said I was supposed to watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
I ended up watching this instead. Now I can actually watch
that. But Interspecies Reviewer, though.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Right. Okay. And then I guess finally, the only thing I want to update on is Cyberpunk. The new patch came out.
Yeah.
I finally have bugs.
They updated the game and now you have bugs.
Yeah, now I have bugs.
Okay.
I don't know. That game is that game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's it for me this week, I believe. Nothing else going on.
Yeah, I think that's the show.
Yeah, that is. So thanks for listening. Yeah.
That show sounds fucking disgusting.
Tell us what y'all think about Redo of Healer. Or if you want an anime club. We'll make it happen.
All right, anime club, Interspecies Reviewer coming up.
See you next week.
See ya.